reading from Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Moses said, "For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it. This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Christian friends, Moses is having a review session with the people of Israel. They're about to enter the promised land of Canaan, and Moses has some things he wants to go over with them. That's the book of Deuteronomy in a nutshell. Moses reviews all that the Lord has done to bring them to this point, how he had brought them out of Egypt, out of their bondage there, how he had provided for them during their wilderness journey, in spite of their grumbling and unfaithfulness. And Moses especially goes over how the Lord had made a covenant with them at Sinai, giving them the Torah, the law, a way of life that would mark them out as his holy people. The Lord gave them his law as a blessing. It truly is the best way for his people to live. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That pretty much sums it up. The Lord gave Israel his law in the form of the Ten Commandments. Moses got them straight from the Lord on Mount Sinai, and he brought them down to the people. He had gone over these things with Israel time and again, and he told them to pass these words on to their children, to talk about them when they got up in the morning and when they walked along the road and then when they went to bed at night. Moses told the Israelites that if they walk in the ways of the Lord, things will go well for them. There will be all sorts of blessings, and they will live long in the land. But if they abandon the Lord and walk not in his ways, then things will go badly for them. A whole bunch of curses. And eventually they will be driven out of the land. So there are two ways set before them. One is the way of faith, of trust in the Lord, the faith that shows itself in obedience to what the Lord has commanded. That is the way of blessings and of life. To do otherwise, though, to blend in with the nations around them that know not the one true God, and thus to not hearken to his voice, that is the way of curses and of death. So now Moses is wrapping all this up, and he's saying, look, this is no great mystery here. You don't have to speculate about what God would have you to do. You don't have to guess what his will is. It's not like you have to travel up to the heavens to find out. You don't have to sail across the sea to discover his will. He's already told you. And it's not too hard to understand. He's made it plain. He's brought it close. The Lord has made you his people, and he's given you his word right here in your midst. The word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it. So it is for us. The word is very near us. The Lord has made us his people. He has gifted us with his spirit. We know his will for our lives. It's not a lack of information. We know what we ought to do. But do we do it? We know what we ought not to do, but then we go ahead and do it anyway. In spite of all our advantages, like Israel, we know what we ought to do. God's law is good. It's the best way for us to live. In spite of all that, We need something more. And the good news is God has provided that for us as well. That something more comes to us in the form of Christ, the Son of God, the Word of God incarnate. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was made man. This Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. He kept God's commandments on our behalf. He lived the life of righteousness that each of us ought to live, but repeatedly fail at. And then this same Jesus bore our sins in his body on the cross, the righteous for the unrighteous, setting us free from sin and death and judgment. Christ then rose from the dead, reversing the curse and declaring victory over death. He now gives us his life and his spirit in holy baptism. Now we are his people, new people, God's holy people, his distinctive people in the world. Now we are the church, a people with a mission and a purpose in life. And as our Lord sends us out into the world to carry out his mission, he promises to be right there with us. And lo, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Yes, dear people of God, the Word is very near you. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.